The City of Lansing's first business incubator, the NEO Center, is marking a year and a half helping aspiring entrepreneurs launch small businesses. The NEO Center, short for New Enterprise Opportunity, offers office space and a variety of other resources to help these nascent endeavors get a foothold and hopefully take off. Tom Stewart is the founder of the NEO Center and a member of its board. He joins us today to bring us up to speed on activity there, along with Kate Tykocki-Snyder, a tenant of the NEO Center, who is also CEO of the brand new Piper and Gold public relations firm. Tom and Kate, nice to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Good to have you back. Tom, are you where you thought you would be after a year and a half?
We are pretty darn close. I think a lot of times, so right now we laugh about, our board laughs about a little bit, you know, we're a startup helping startups still. And as we teach even the people that are our tenants, in your first 3 to 5 years of operation, there's usually some sort of major pivot, or, you know, you're still discovering exactly how you're going to operate at your peak efficiency. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after a year and a half, we're getting to that point where we've figured out a lot of things that work. We figured out a lot of things that don't work. And we're getting ready to make those adjustments and, keep moving forward.
So a healthy learning curve.
A healthy learning curve, absolutely.
How many tenants do you have room for, and how many do you have?
Well, we have room actually for 21 spaces. There are 21 individual spaces. Sometimes tenants take up more than that. Right now, we actually only have 8 tenants, and that's part of what we're trying to actually pivot towards. We actually want to move. Right now, we occupy the lower level and an upper level of the 3-story building, and what we're trying to do is move all of the tenants, the incubator tenants, up to the top floor to create more mass and critical mass and get the tenants to interact with each other more often instead of having that split between 2 floors. And then find some anchor tenants for the lower level that are more service-oriented, that can provide services to our tenants up on the first floor, or maybe in that middle space. One of the things we talked about as businesses kind of graduate out of even the TIC here, the Technology Innovation Center in East Lansing, and maybe even graduate from our space, they're not always ready for that Class A space to go right from incubation to this huge office space in a multi-story building and
gotcha.
All that stuff. And so sometimes they need that in-between space, and you start creating this funnel for businesses to go through incubation and this middle ground and then continue on and up. And that's what we're trying to create, that same kind of funnel, even at NEO Center.
You want to create that middle ground.
Correct.
Though. Is that right? Okay. Kate, I've been told you didn't plan necessarily on launching your own business, but fate intervened in a way. Tell us about your background with the NEO Center and about your business.
Yeah, I definitely feel like a very accidental entrepreneur. I spent about 8 years working in government and really loved being a public servant, but I was getting to the point where I felt like, okay, if I'm going to make a change in my life, if I want to try something different, now would be a good time to do that. And so I moved into the private sector, and it was really an awful fit, to be quite honest. And I ended up getting laid off and just kind of felt like, oh goodness, now I need to go back to government or academia, something safe and stable where, you know, I know what to expect. And I kept meeting with, you know, references and people in town, you know, saying, oh, I'm in the job market now. If you know of anything, let me know. And they would say, okay, sure. But hey, can you help me with this project? Or do you know how to do this? And so more and more, I just started saying, well, sure, I can help you with that. But really, I need my, you know, steady, stable, like senior level communications position in government. And after about 6 months, I looked around and I realized I have a full-time job. So I got a co-working membership at the NEO Center. I started off in the co-working space where you just kind of show up and you use the space, and it's a great way to get out of the house if you're, you know, a freelancer or independent contractor. And worked my way up to adding some team members in December. Had one go full-time in May of this year, and now we have office space in the NEO Center.
That's fantastic. Do you encounter a lot of accidental entrepreneurs, Tom, or is Kate the exception to the rule?
Well, Kate's one of our first accidental entrepreneurs, but we do, I mean, throughout our year and a half, we do encounter a handful of them. A lot of them actually start very similarly to that, as far as taking on independent contracting work between jobs and then deciding, they either like the freedom and they can get enough work that they're like, well, I should just do this full time, and I'm already kind of here working out of the NEO Center, so maybe I'll just take an office. We have another gentleman who did very similar, Michael Connor, and he's an occupational therapist who actually started co-working about the same time as Kate did, and he's moved from just doing co-working and having a couple of patients to having a full patient load, and now also having his own little cubicle office space workstation at NEO Center. So that's kind of the idea, you know, what we're trying to do in the long run anyway, is help people be comfortable being entrepreneurs. So
if you could check one thing off your to-do list before the end of 2013, Tom, what would it be?
End of 2013, I think the biggest thing we want to do right now is actually start validating our programming. If I could start that process, actually, instead of finish it, would be a big accomplishment. Of our programming and our curriculum is, you know, a product of years of me being in management consulting, and then now board input, and now industry experts giving their input to it. And now the next step for me is giving it probably to Michigan State University, like an MBA student or faculty, to start validating our programming and our questionnaires and stuff, to really add value to it and say this is something we can license to other communities. And that's we talk the long-term goal. Really, we want to standardize entrepreneur education across the state of Michigan. We've had inquiries from, you know, Shiawassee County and Traverse City, Cadillac, Flint.
What does that mean, standardized entrepreneurial education?
So incubators are becoming obviously really popular in the state of Michigan, and they've been around the nation for a long time, but they're on the rise. And what happens is not every incubator and every entrepreneur gets the same kind of access to resources. And sometimes that's education, sometimes that's mentorship. And a lot of times education coming out of the state or other quasi-governmental agencies is linear, meaning you come in, it's more like going to class, right? You have a 15-week course, you got to show up two nights a week. And entrepreneurs don't have time for that. They just don't. I mean, entrepreneurs want what they want when they want it. So we've tried to develop a curriculum that's much more modular and much more customizable, so that we're assessing what entrepreneurs, their specific needs are, and have kind of a set of resources given their needs.
Okay. But do you
and standardizing that?
But do you standardizing it from your perspective? You're not talking about public education, or are you?
No, I'm not talking about public education. That's
okay.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Kate, tell us about your specialties at Piper and Gold. What is there a pattern developing as to what you do well?
Yeah, so we are a traditional public relations boutique that has kind of a digital twist. One of the things in my career in communications that I was really fortunate to get to take the lead on is a lot of different social and digital media projects, but really focusing on being strategic about those and focusing on how you can bring that high-level thinking and really the management perspective into a lot of your tactics in PR. And so going out and, you know, helping organizations with this, naturally, we fit really well with government clients, association, higher education, and that kind of stuff, which Lansing is a great town to be in that business. But, you know, I know how to do PR, and I know how to do it well, but it's been really amazing to be in the NEO Center because I feel like I do have access to people that can answer questions for me about organizational development or, you know, about human resources questions, accounting questions, and the things that I've never had to do before in my career. And I don't, I don't personally have the experience in those things, and it's stuff you don't want to mess up when you're building a business. You know, you want to build that foundation really strong to begin with. And I feel you can't just base it on your services. We have to have great services we provide to our clients. We also have to have a really smooth, well-run company. And it's been really invaluable for me to have access to the things that let me build that well-run company.
Tom Stewart, you're opening your doors tonight to the public to find out more about the NEO Center. Get to know NEO.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, basically, it's just an open house event, similar to how residential do open houses. We just want to get people into our space, learn more about our organization, interact with our tenants, learn about what our tenants do.
Take a ride on the slide.
Take a ride on our two-story slide, absolutely. And then part of it, we put together a special art project that I can't talk too much about. You have to come to the event to find out what that's all about. There'll be a short program at 6 p.m. The event's from 4:30 to 7:30, and then at 6 p.m. that short program will be unveiling the art project, and it's really cool.
And you're on Clark Street in
Lansing. Correct, 934 Clark Street.
Yep. Is there a kind of business that a business incubator is not qualified to help launch? Could you help a manufacturer get started?
Yes, not specifically in our space. I mean, when you're talking about building widgets and whether you're making, crafting a chair or building a gearbox, those require some pretty heavy equipment. There is, capital gains covered it, but there's a makerspace that's coming out, and they're kind of based out of the Temple building there right now. So absolutely, I mean, you can, and that's where these our education really comes into play, because our curriculum is based on the 9 core functions of business, which are it's a widely accepted. Those 9 core functions are widely accepted. But whether you're building a widget or providing public relations, those 9 core functions are always the same. So we could provide that education to a makerspace and then apply those 9 core functions just a little bit differently, tweak them just a little bit for people making widgets instead of a PR company.
Interesting. Tom Stewart is the founder of the NEO Center and a member of its board. And we also want to thank Kate Taikaki Snyder, who's a tenant at the NEO Center and CEO of the brand new Piper & Gold public relations firm. Their Get to Know NEO event starts at 4:30 this afternoon. Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you, too.